Coming up on the Current OC, it's one of the highlights of the year. We'll take you back to the red carpet to see what suits and dresses our students brought to the Music Pier a few Saturdays ago.
Plus, we'll take you inside the Music Pier for the sights and sounds of the prom. Who had the best dance moves? You don't want to miss this.
These stories and more, it all starts right now on the Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome back to the Current OC. My name is Christian Horning Finneran.
And I am Cecilia Mirsky. Wow, can you believe we've made it to our last show of the year? Christian, I hope you can keep your emotions in check.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, keep the tissues close by. This is going to be an emotional farewell. We start with a look back at a red carpet on the boardwalk. It was a memorable and fun event. The sun was shining and the boardwalk was packed. There were plenty of families and friends there, and of course, my date and I were the first in line. Here's our red carpet reporter, Peyton Rosenberg.
We're here ready at the start of 2026 prom. We're gonna kick it over to Mr. Bruno to start off the red carpet.
What are you waiting for? 2026. Ocean City High School, red carpet, starting us off, Taylor Mumford, escorted by Christian Horning.
Get kind of anxious, but you know what? It's gonna be good.
Next up we have Mia Paterno, escorted by Noah Baker.
Hey, Mr. M.
Bell, escorted by Joseph Kang. Next up, Murphy, escorted by Michael. Next up, we have Ellen.
What song are you hoping you guys hear tonight?
YMCA.
Probably Astronaut in the Ocean.
Next up, we have Brooke Ava Aristisable, escorted by Cam Street.
Good. Excited. Yeah, excited.
Escorted by Grady.
Good first experience on the red carpet. It's going to be a good
We're
night.
We're excited for the prom.
Yep.
Next up.
Taking pictures with everybody. It's the one night you see everybody all together and there's no other way.
Next up, we have Liv Adams, escorted by Emma Cantanella, escorted by Hank Schaefer. She made it! Marina! Suppose, escorted by Bronson Gunnabi.
And that's a wrap on the red carpet for prom 2026.
Thanks, Peyton. And let's be honest, everyone looked like they stepped right out of a magazine. After weeks of planning, group chats blowing up, and a few last-minute outfit emergencies, prom 2026 finally took over the Music Pier. Let's relive the sights, sounds, and dance moves from one of the biggest nights of the year.
I want to see everybody on the dance floor. Let's get this party started.
There's nothing else to say about it. I came last year and
this meets my expectations. They have a disco ball, and all my friends are, God knows where, partying, having a good time. So this is pretty awesome for my senior year.
Yes, it's a great time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, another OC prom is officially in the books. But our spring sports teams have been busy making memories of their own this season.
Before we trade our backpacks for beach chairs, let's take one last look at some of our seniors' final moments in a Red Raider uniform. Here's Cody Schweim with sports.
This is always a tough time for our seniors who are making their final appearances in the red and white. It goes so fast. One minute you're a little freshman trying out, then you're a big senior looking for one more dramatic victory. One senior who shined this spring was sprinter Jude Govern. Here's Christian's story on the boys track team.
Ocean City High School's boys spring track and field has been a dominant force in its division for decades. This year, thanks to the respected Coach Purdue, the track season has been highly successful for the Ocean City boys, earning points with distance runners, including Eric Preissner and Nate Ashman. The sprinting team this year features key senior athletes such as Troy Amstutz and Jude Govern. Govern, who broke the 100-meter dash school record at a recent meet, is feeling optimistic about the team's potential for this season.
Jude, how does it feel to be the record holder for the 100-meter dash at Ocean City?
It feels pretty good. I mean, I've worked really hard throughout my 4 years here. I'm really excited that I have it. It was an old record. I'm glad I broke it, and I feel happy about it. So,
how has the season been so far for you guys?
Oh, the season's been pretty solid. I think we're 2-2 right now, but we've had some really good competition, and we just keep it up, and we'll be good. We're pretty solid this year, so not too bad.
And how far do you think the Ocean City High School spring track and field team will go this year?
So we have counties coming up, and I think we should win counties. I think we're going to go pretty far. We're going to win our county. We're going to go to Cal, keep dominating, keep doing our thing, and I think we're going to be pretty good.
For the current OC, this has been Christian Hornig-Finneran.
The OC track team is a record-setting bunch. They simply dominate. Current OC's Flora Morris catches up with the girls' track team as they wrap up another successful season.
The OC girls' track team is wrapping up their season of great success this year. A few weeks ago, I went to their practice to see how the top sprinters prepare for their meets. I also talked to the head coach, Coach Cook, and others on the team. Let's take a look.
What's your experience been coaching the OC girls track team?
I've honestly had a great time. We have a wide range of personalities and abilities, so it really keeps my day, keeps me on my toes all day. We've had a lot of success lately, which is great, and we have a lot of young kids to work with all the time. So it really is a lot of fun to meet everybody in the school and try to push them to be their best.
Is there any few standout competitors?
Yeah, we have a few. Top of my head, Carly Godfrey, Riley Tolson are two of the best distance kids we've had, and they're still coming back. On the sprint world, really all of our top sprinters are Ella Miller, Alana Clevenger, Sophia Pratt, Kai Linthicum, Julianne Goodman. Like, everybody's a junior or younger. It's really the best sprint group we've had in school history, which is great. They've broken basically every sprint record that exists. And like I said, they're all underclassmen, so they're coming. And Callie Duff's our like strong senior heading to Bryant University to be a multi, and she kind of is the glue for everybody. So it's a great mix of kids.
What has your experience been running for Ocean City?
I've had a great experience running for Ocean City track and field. I've met some of my best friends at the meet and on the team, and I really like it overall.
For the current OC, I'm Flora Morris.
From the track to the court, the boys tennis team wrapped up their season with a trip to the South Jersey Group 3 semifinal. With more on the team, here's current OC's Braden Rementer.
The OC boys tennis team has just wrapped up Cal tournaments.
They have a few more matches left at Pinelands and Southern until they prepare and begin the playoffs. They've been hard at work getting their business dealt with so they can focus on the postseason. OC's singles and doubles teams both had runs in the Cal tournaments. Their postseason target? The top seed and a first-round bye. First varsity doubles team who won the Cal tournament of Gabriel Marin and Brennan Sardi tell their side of what happened and what is to come. Gabe says they'll have to bounce back after Cal's and finish off this so far successful season.
So far, season's been pretty well. A couple hiccups against Mainland, against Middle, but I think that's helped us learn throughout the season. Our only loss so far was against Prep, which we then won against in the Cal. You want to tell them about the Cal?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And that setback was crucial for our Cal victory. And Tuesday we were a little rough. Wednesday we brought it back. Thursday we handled business.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Braden Rementer reporting from the Kern OC.
Yes, another dominating spring season is in the books for OC. It's hard to believe this is my final sportscast. So before I go, congratulations to all of our senior athletes for the hard work this year and the last 4 years. Now, it's up to the underclassmen to carry the torch next year. Can you believe football practice is about to start? Well, that'll do it for me. Back to you.
Before we bolt out of here, the seniors raked in numerous scholarships and awards to end the school year.
Let's take a look at the Senior Awards Breakfast.
This year's Senior Awards Breakfast was a morning to remember. Organized by the Junior Ambassadors, the event celebrated seniors for their hard work and dedication in academics, athletics, clubs, and the performing arts. Among the top honors, Gabby Henry and Luke Chimacaris were named Athlete of the Year for their outstanding achievements in Ocean City Athletics. Students were also recognized for academic accomplishments, including language certificates. Senior Brianna Bixa earned certificates in both French and Spanish. Following the ceremony, award winners accepted their honors and posted for photos with family and friends in the auditorium. As graduation approaches, these seniors are taking another step towards their future plans, carrying with them the accomplishments and memories they made at Ocean City High School. Well, that will do it for us on this edition of the Kern OC. Christian, you okay? Any final thoughts?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't forget to thank our graduating seniors here at the Kern OC. We had Cody, plus the infamous Joe Mayan. What a crew! And of course, myself. I'm happy to say that I am responsible for zero of the mistakes that you've seen in the Kern OC. Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV. Be sure to like our page and follow us there too. Thank you for watching.